There is an art to apologizing. Tom Brenneman did it right. You've probably heard about the non-apology apology that goes something like, if I've offended anyone, I'm sorry. Well, that is not how you do it. Marianne has been looking into the art of apologizing, haven't you?
I have, Bob. Wow, that sentence you just said, that sounds a lot like somebody I know.
Really?
Yes, you.
If I've offended anyone, I'm sorry. Oh, do I say if I offended
you?
Do you
say that on the radio all the time?
Oh, that. Yeah, well. That's a generic apology we have standing by for anything here.
Exactly. Well, apologies are how we smooth over conflict. That's how we repair relationships. But most of us don't know how to do it well, as you said, or are even brave enough to do it. So Marjorie Engel, the co-author of this new book called Sorry, 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 The Case for Good Apologies, says that a good apology builds bridges and heals wounds, but that it is really hard to do.
Yeah, because usually the apology is coming after some sort of heated argument. And if you're still mad, it's kind of hard to get the apology right, isn't it?
Right. Well, I'll get to a tip about that specifically. But not only that, when we do something wrong, in order to safeguard our own sense of self, we immediately turn to excuses and justifications. How many times have you heard me say that to you? So psychologists have researched the barriers to apologizing, and here are some ways that you can do it well. Like, the first one is don't rush into it. Apologies are better late than early, according to psychologists, because even though there's a temptation to say I'm sorry quickly, that's just usually an effort to shut the whole thing down. How many times have I said that to you?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I know. You do have to think first and not try to come up with that apology right away. But yes, I've heard oftentimes you say something along the lines of, you're just trying to get me to stop.
Right. You're saying I'm sorry because you want this to end.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Right. Exactly. All right. The next one is be open to a variety of formats. So if it's a minor offense, you can apologize over a text or in person. And if it's a serious situation, emails are better. Did you ever even think about that?
No.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had not, but I found this really interesting. And if you really screwed up, there's something very powerful about a handwritten note.
Mm-hmm.
Big tip, don't issue your apology on social media because it can be humiliating for everybody involved.
Who would do that? So, really? Somebody would do that?
Yeah. And another rule of thumb is that when you're apologizing, don't make them feel trapped, like physically trapped. Like, don't block the pathway out of their work cubicle or lean into their car window so that they're unable to pull away.
All right. Yeah, watch your body language. Yeah.
Okay, and then the next one is start with specific words like using I'm sorry or I apologize. If you use phrases like I regret or I feel bad about what happened, it can end up being that non-apology that you were talking about a minute ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Next one is accept responsibility. So a lot of people struggle with the question, like, why should you apologize if you are both at fault? But even if that's the case, the experts say focus on taking responsibility for your part of the conflict. Don't say, I'm sorry I did this, but you also did that. Save that for later in the conversation.
Yeah, I think it's about willpower. You know what I mean? You got to have the willpower to just say to yourself, okay, I'm really right here, but I'm going to come up with a good apology, and then we'll just move on. But that takes willpower.
Willpower. Okay, yeah. I didn't have that one as a tip, but that is a good one.
Yeah.
All right, so emphasize certain words. Like, choose your words carefully when you're apologizing. And avoid conditional phrases like if or may. I'm sorry if anyone was offended.
Yeah, right. That's a no-no.
So just like you were saying. And don't be afraid to use intensifiers, like very and truly and sincerely and deeply and extremely, because that can enhance the language of an apology.
Wait a minute. I'm writing this down for my next apology.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Marianne, I'm very, truly, sincerely, deeply, and extremely sorry.
I think you should have that on standby on the show, too.
Good idea.
Okay. The next one is be clear about how you plan to repair things, because one of the elements of an apology is to make reparations. So sometimes it's like really easy and direct, like if you broke somebody's favorite wine glass, buy a new one. But if you hurt somebody's feelings by criticizing them, make it clear that you misspoke. And sometimes you can't repair what happened, but you can think of the relationship moving forward and give the other person a reason to trust you that you will improve your behavior.
Yeah,
that's another
reason why you don't want to come up with the apology right away, because you couldn't possibly consider all that in 5 seconds.
Right.
It takes time.
The next one is communicate sincerity. Like, your words have to come from your heart, and they have to match the severity of the offense. So, like, if you're apologizing for infidelity and you say sorry about that, you're not going to come across as very genuine.
Sorry about that, Marianne.
Sorry about that.
I don't know what I was thinking. Okay, where are we going for dinner tonight?
Exactly. And then don't expect forgiveness, because, you know, an apology is a starting point, especially with a severe offense. So, you know, the person needs time and space to heal. So it's important not to pressure them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Can I just start apologizing now for any future infractions?
Yeah, no, that does not work either.
What's on Savvy Planet this week?
Well, last night you were not home because you went out to dinner. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were talking about that earlier in your show. But I spent the night making these melt-in-your-mouth meatballs baked with burrata cheese that were, oh my goodness, it was, I mean, like, they were to die for. They were exquisite.
When do I get to eat those?
I made enough so that you can try it for lunch today.
Good.
Because there are leftovers. You're going to love them.
Now, you know what? I am the tester of all of Marianne's recipes, which are on SavvyPlanet.com, and you will send this one out to subscribers, correct?
Yes. Make sure you put a hyphen between Savvy's, S-A-V-V-Y, and planet.com. And I will send out that recipe to all the subscribers this coming week. Or if you don't subscribe, you can just go to the website and see all my recipes. And that one will be posted this coming week.
Meatball with burrata cheese.
Burrata cheese.
Yes.
So good. Oh.
And
this time of year, too. It's just like a cozy dinner.
And Marianne, remember, love is never having to say you're sorry.
Oh, I apologize,
yeah, I
for
that
this morning.
Yeah, that's, we've got the tape standing by. All right. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'll see you soon.